motion to approve the July 7th meeting minutes?
I move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Resolutions for August 17th. Resolution number 350, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease amendment with O&W Station for the Family and Child Advocacy Center. Motion to discuss?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
Jonathan, any discussion? So this is about additional space at Hurley Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Even expansions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You want to do the sign off at the end? Or should we pass these around?
It's up to you.
We can do them now. Resolution 363, amending the capital project 519 for Ulster County Law Enforcement Center upgrades, amending the 2021 capital fund budget. A motion to discuss?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay. So, in short, the original bid was put out and the group that got the bid did not fulfill all of their expectations, so they had to go back out to bid, and the new winning bid was higher. Any other questions, any clarifications people would like from John? Yes?
So the bid came in, and then did you reject all bids?
It was the insurance requirements. So the bidder who won could not meet the county's insurance requirements, so we had to reject that bid.
You didn't reject all bids?
We rejected that bid, which then I think we were required to reject all bids and go back out.
Yep.
We didn't just go to the second. We went back out and bid it after rejecting that bid and then all the other bids.
I guess over time, things just get more expensive.
That's for sure, especially these days.
Well, and I think probably part of the reason that one was lower is because they weren't meeting our insurance requirements. Everybody else bidded us.
All right, all in favor of resolution 363?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Resolution 367, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Service participation in the 2020-2021 Public Safety Answering Point PSAP operations grants with emergency communication. Motion to discuss?
Aye.
Second? Okay, any discussion, any clarification anyone wants from emergency management? Okay, all in favor of resolution 367?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Thanks. Resolution 368, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Service for GIVE with the district attorney. Motion to discuss?
We'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Okay. So there was just going to be a check-in on where the GIVE for the sheriff and probation. Did we have any follow-up on that?
We have been given our award. We'll be doing a separate contract. I know in the past some funds we put them all in at the same time, but we didn't know that the DA's office was putting theirs in now.
And the sheriff, do you know where he's at?
He would have gotten an award probably the same time we did, but for the same reason as probably waiting.
Right.
So it's completely in Grants Management System before submitting it.
John, can you just confirm that so that we make sure hopefully we get it in the next time around?
What specifically did you?
For the sheriff, for the give? The
amount?
No, that that we're actually seeing the resolution for the sheriff to get the give money. Just don't want anything to fall through any cracks. All right, all in favor of resolution 368?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Resolution 369, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the DCJS for participation in Crimes Against Revenue Program, also the district attorney. Motion to discuss?
I'll move it.
Second? Haynes? All right. Any questions? The DA is not here. This is a continued from many other years. Anyone have any questions for Mark or John? All in favor of resolution, where was I, 369?
Yep.
Aye.
Opposed? Carr? Moving right along. Resolution number 370, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with DCJS for the aid to prosecution program. With the district attorney again. All in favor of resolution 369?
Do we move it?
Oh, they move to discuss?
Make a motion.
A second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Any questions? All in favor of resolution 370?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 371, approving the contract, the execution of a contract for $92,730 entered into the county for New York Communication Company, Department of Probation. Motion to discuss?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right. So one question that came up in the chair's meeting was whether it was more cost effective to purchase these rather than lease them. And so I'll give the floor to you, Nancy, to just sort of explain the benefit of leasing over purchasing.
Right. So the pricing is similar. However, if we purchase, they will, in a 5-year period, become old technology, could become obsolete. We own them, we then have to purchase them again. If we lease, we're always maintaining whatever the current working order of radios are. The other thing is any repairs and replacement they will do at no cost. They move them from vehicle to vehicle, so if we have a car go out of service because it breaks down.
Okay. The only question I have with the leasing of them, does there come a certain time that you automatically get new without ask, like when you lease a car? You lease it for 3 years. At the end of the 3 years, you bring it back in, and you can get another one if you want to release it.
I don't know the answer to that. The sheriff's department does the same thing. Do you know if there's a point that they?
Well, they do replace all worn and broken
yes.
parts.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, is there a time frame on the lease?
That they completely turn. Oh, it's a 5-year lease.
Oh, it's a 5. You said that. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, sorry. I understand now. Which.
I think one of the things.
So, like John is saying, if something breaks or it's unrepairable, they will give you a new one.
Yes.
In line with this
another
lease.
Another bit of context, Dean, is part of the lease is interconnectivity with their actual system. The
okay.
Radios aren't can't work radio to radio
I understand.
Alone
okay.
without the central
yep.
server.
Yeah.
So it's access to that is a service plan that they do. It's a
right.
replacement of radios, moving them from car to car when we need to, which wouldn't be done if we
all right.
purchased.
So. And just so I have the answer. To Legislative Ortelles, because I imagine her question is, or comment might be, that in her experience of having these, and I guess another legislator also expressed it, that they have them and it lasts years and years, like 10, 20 years. And so is this just sort of what's your response to that so that we can...
So they do last? Some of them, but we've had problems where we've had an antenna break.
Right.
Or, you know,
right.
they're going with people and in and out of cars and, you know, clipped onto belts. And so they get banged up pretty well. If there's a problem, if there's anything starts, you know, having a any issue, they respond. They're responsive. You don't get that if you own it. You don't get that service
protection. There's no warranty at all.
It's very limited. Most of the fire districts lease the same type of equipment. It's
right.
very, very common, and this company in particular also. It's a very common practice to lease this type of equipment because of the service that's provided.
Additionally, just and correct me if I'm wrong, Nancy, if you buy this at a store, let's say, or you buy it from an online purveyor, it wouldn't connect with the Nyconco system. They would have to come in under a service contract, which would be in addition to the cost
right.
of the actual
But they
radio.
Don't sell them? This or this.
Nyconco will
yeah.
sell them.
Oh,
yes.
So you could get them through them. Yeah.
But the maintenance but, agreement on it.
Right. No, I get it. I'm just in response. Like, I don't think the question was buying them elsewhere. I thought of, you know, whether it's more cost effective to buy them through
and
Nyconco.
One other factor with this is if any police agency changes their frequency, they automatically update everybody's radios. If that happens and you own it, you have to
duty update yourself, right?
And you're on the end of the line for when that service is happening. So, you know, car wrecks or, you know, something happens where we go for our car inspection, it's out of service. That has to get moved to another car. They come, they take care of it. If we own it and we have to go through a whole purchase order to get that done, we're last in line and we're without vehicles that have radios. So
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Send this a thorough description to you.
Yeah, I just, you know, it helps to have the full response so that I can feed it back to.
I did call the sheriff just to make sure that there wasn't anything else that I was missing on this, because they do the same thing, and he said the biggest thing in his mind is having the technology be current.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All in favor of resolution 371?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Sorry about that, Madam Chair.
That's okay. You came just in time for the last one. So, resolution 372, adopting a local law number 3, a local law amending local law 7, a local law respecting outdoor restraint of companion animals.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Okay, and this is the one we had the public hearing for.
Right.
Any comments, discussions, questions, concerns?
Does anyone know if they did address the hunting dog issue? There was the one speaker from the Federation that showed up. And I do remember some of the sportsmen discussing how this was going to affect hunting dogs.
I don't recall. I mean, my recollection is that it's that it's animals that are attended to, which I don't know if hunting dogs would be that.
Yes, they are.
Well, I guess during the process of hunting, they would be attended to in that way. I don't know. I don't believe there's been any changes to the language of the law.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have no problem moving it out of committee to bring it to the body as a whole, but I'm not convinced. I need to do that research.
And it's going to have to go through laws and rules.
So if anything, you can flag for Tracy.
Okay.
We'll certainly bring it up to her. Okay, so all in favor of 372?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next, so you all received a copy of the Criminal Justice Reform Task Force final report, and the ancillary set of resolutions.
Can I borrow your pen?
This is going to be the final report is going to be presented to the legislature as a whole at our next legislative meeting. The way these resolutions are going to work are they're going to be tweaked. They're not in exact form because they don't all have necessarily dollar amounts or whatever. So they are going to be put in for our next meeting next month. I said this before, but I'm going to say it again, and I'm holding this, and I don't think that's even a set of resolutions, is what I'm looking for from you all is for each one of them identifying either the ones that you feel are relevant for passing right now or ones that you feel would make more sense to be added to a 2022 budget or else. You know, so I'm not, when I put them in front of you, this is the work of that team, but it's really for you all to kind of be a part of the process of deciding where they go, when they go, kind of whether they're prioritized, certain elements are prioritized. Some things have no money attached to them. Some have a lot of money attached to them, and I recognize that you'll be seeing them near the end of a budget cycle. So, you know, I just want you to know that any of those resolutions that you feel like a proposal to table it are going to be completely acceptable if that's what this group
And you want to know that by the next meeting?
At that next meeting, we'll take each one.
Okay.
And I just want to say that if you say, you know, you make a motion to table it, that I'm, you know, that I am not under any expectation of when any of these go through. It was more of this is when it's over, or the task force is closed. This makes sense to do the resolutions right now. But I recognize that we're, you know, near the end of a budget time, you know, and so I just want to make sure you're all comfortable knowing that I'm not advocating one way or another for a timeline. Yeah.
How many resolutions are we looking
at? A lot.
Number-wise.
The back of this, it's not really that bad. The back is the list.
12.
Yeah, there's 12 in this pamphlet.
And some of them are connected to the same thing. So, for example, in order to have restorative justice for people who are working directly with victims and individuals who are accused of crime, there's two steps to identifying who they are and then requiring it, so they're kind of associated. The crisis stabilization is, you know, there's this, the stabilization center and the respite houses, which often we talk about together, but they're written in separately. The rest of them, I think, and the centralized arraignment, the last two are truly, truly placeholders because we're in no position yet to put those forward. The work is still being done with the judges to really identify if this is a direction we're going. So the last two, we're not putting forward at all. So it's really the ones above the centralized arraignment. I just wanted you to know the work that the group was doing, but those are not ready to go.
This is laid out nice. Very
Thank
nice.
You. And yeah. Much appreciation to Lori and Jay, who put a lot of time into these. Also, you know, this is the time, while I would not want to change the heart of any of these resolutions because I had a whole committee working on this for a year and a half, there can be small elements that are changed to it that if you identified that there was something that you felt would not change the heart of the resolution, but would be a necessary kind of add-on. You know, we're completely open for that as well. And by we, I already informed them that what they had in front of them was not going to necessarily be the final resolutions that you all saw, but that I assured them that the heart of it would not change. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I'll save them for the next meeting.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Okay. Legislative parity, you want to take over for
let me just ask, the other resolutions, did they pass?
They all did.
Yeah.
Can I do what you did last week, or whatever it was, and add my name to it?
They're
all unanimous.
Okay, that's good.
So, give you the floor.
Well, you know where I feel on public safety, that there's a problem. And you said to me to identify some folks that might be able to come in and offer some suggestions, ideas, thoughts on where we came from on this problem, where it is now, and what we can do to keep this epidemic of violence from really spreading to Ulster County and spreading through it. I offered a list of folks that, you know, you as a chair could write a letter to or invite. I did forget, quite frankly, to my typing, to put the mayors down of the villages.
So I'm going to just pass this back to you and say this is yours. So if you can let the clerk know what you want the email to say and who you want it to go to.
Okay.
So if you remember anybody, you can do it. And just let me know through Jay what date you want it on the agenda.
Well, I'll work with you to get the dates,
If you want a special meeting, But so I'm going to just... This is your baby.
Fine. But before I go any, I'll do it, and I'll make sure you see it.
Sure.
Is that right?
Sure. Absolutely. But, yes, I'm going to, I just need to know what time the ball starts.
Okay.
I'll be there. Great. All right. You like my analogy?
I just want to put that in the,
I'm gonna wear a tiara.
For the record.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So we're definitely not going to do this on a regular meeting night.
I assume that with the large number of people, that probably would not be feasible.
Yeah, and you have the highway committee meeting immediately following, so.
Can't interfere with that.
No, because I don't want to be here to midnight, to be quite honest about it.
Right, so we'll have to pick a special time.
And if I might, I'll check with some of the folks to see if, which would be better.
For a separate
An individual meeting, a couple, or a round table.
I see. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Whatever. I'll find everybody's phone number.
You can space them out, you put them together, yeah. Whatever you feel works. Perfect. Did I need to talk about this?
That's up to you.
I'm trying to remember. Increased funding, Children's Family Service. Oh, okay. Yeah, just to share with you, it's not a resolution we're having, but because it's going through... Who's it going
legislative
to?
Legislative programs.
It's through legislative programs, but just to share with everybody. So it's the New York State Office of Children and Family Services are giving money in a grant to the Youth Bureau, and it's intended, the quote is to support positive youth development activities that attract youth ages 14 to 21 at risk of being perpetrators and victims of gun violence in high gun violence neighborhoods and census tracts. So from how I read it, it's expanded youth programming, not specifically around violence or guns, but targeted to the youth who are from the communities that have more violence and guns. And so since that does relate to our conversations, I just wanted to share it. It's not, again, anti-gun program. It's just those are the kids they're targeting for, you know, it could be a hike. You know, the programming is not necessarily related to law enforcement, public safety. It's just that's the target group. Yeah.
Yeah, and so the Youth Bureau intends, it's meant for this summer. So it's a
pretty
quick turnaround program. And Nina has set up to do something with Tay Fisher and run a basketball league, I believe, because it also is meant only for the city of Kingston, because it's one of the targeted gun violence areas. We talked about this in the Public Health Committee, where it was legislative programs, because that's Youth Bureau. So there's a contract with Tay Fisher to run a basketball league. The YMCA had a league that has now ended that went pretty well, and this would extend it throughout the rest of the summer.
Right. Good. So it'll come in front of you eventually, just not us in this committee. Any other old business, new business? Did I forget? Oh, just a point of attention that the sheriff's office provided his annual report. You all got it in your email, so just as a reminder that it's there. What else am I forgetting?
That's all I got.
Okay. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.